An NGO says the stigma of mental illness in Samoa is contributing to the country's stubbornly high suicide rate. Fatawa Leola, which means value life, says about 20 Samoans are taking their lives each year. The NGO's executive director, Papali'i Tiumalu Caroline Paul Achong, says young Samoans are the most vulnerable to suicide. Ben Robinson-Drawbridge spoke to Papali'i after last week's World Suicide Prevention Day.
In the late 1970s, suicide rates soared here in Samoa, so that by 1981, Samoa was rated third in the world and first in the Pacific per capita. So while the annual suicide figures decreased in the 1980s, there was an increase again in the mid-90s, and this continued to fluctuate between 20 and 30 deaths per year. It came down to 20 last year, 2018, and this year, currently, we have 11.
Of current statistics, then, which groups in Samoan society are most vulnerable to suicide?
The age group that is most at risk is the youth, between 12 to 35. And then we have the older married couples, so say between 35 to 55. And we've noted that the most common causes over the past 10 years has been issues between married couples, relationships between young teens, parents versus their children. And the biggest factor we perceive is that it's a lack of communication. Samoans tend to bottle things up and they don't come forward and seek help. People are afraid to share. It's very hard for them to reach out to, say, their pastor or their teacher or their siblings or their parents. It's just the way of life here.
And are men more vulnerable than women?
Yes. Men are more vulnerable. I think it stems from this macho attitude that our Samoan men have, that they're invincible and, you know, they can overcome anything. They find it hard to reach out and ask for help or seek help. But slowly but surely, we're hoping that we're turning that around. But mental health here and depression is not recognized as an illness. It's recognized as a weakness. Say, postnatal blues, and a lot of women suffer from that here, and it's not acknowledged. Men might be suffering from financial issues, marital issues, relationship issues, and they go into depression. But rather than seeing this as something that is treatable, it's kind of swept under the carpet or ignored. And so when you get to a point where you really are suffering mentally, the services are very limited. And like I said, the issue of mental health is stigmatized. People perceive you as being, you're going loony, you know, you're crazy. You should be put away, that sort of thing. So people are very reluctant to seek help when they suffer. And more often than not, it comes to a point where it's too late and they attempt suicide. And more often than not, it's completed. And when we do our awareness programs, we try and put the message out there, you don't need to come to a point where you believe that life is useless and that you're useless and there's nothing more for you. There's always help out there, always. And failing everyone around you, you can just pick up that free line and call us.
Papali'i Tiumalu, Caroline Paul Achong, and Fautawa Leola offer a confidential counselling service. The phone number is 800 5433.